Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
And on the line now I have Rita O'Reilly from ParentLine. Good afternoon, Rita.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm grand. And thanks very much for taking the call. Now, you're CEO of ParentLine, and we've spoken before, but will you just remind the listeners what ParentLine is all about, and then we'll talk about the volunteers.
ParentLine is a helpline for parents. It's somewhere for parents to pick up the phone and discuss any aspect of their parenting. Small query, something that's niggling them, right up to something quite serious. The call is absolutely confidential. We don't see any numbers coming in. Nobody sees the numbers going out if we have to ring you back. And you're talking to trained volunteer facilitators. They're trained in counselling and listening skills. And their job is to give the parent the time and space to explore their issue, whatever is bothering them. And then if we can, very often, most often, that's enough. You know, that phone call and just talking out, saying it out loud is helpful. But if we need, we will suggest places that the parent can go to. And we will certainly suggest, you know, give guidelines, give tips, give information about what they can do next. And would encourage the parent to ring as often as they please. Because every situation has a different angle on it, and they might like to ring again and again. Yeah. So they're welcome to do that. And now it's all free of charge.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that there's no problem is too small, and some problems are quite serious. I think the last time we spoke, Rita, I was very surprised to hear that some parents suffer violence from their children. Is that a big problem?
Yeah, that's the second biggest issue on the ParentLine helpline. It's violence, John. Some of it we will call it violence. Some of it is anger, aggression, and controlling.
Yeah.
You know, so it may not have reached the point where the child is actually thumping a parent, but they are being very, very angry, shouting, roaring, damaging stuff in the house, damaging stuff belonging to the parent, and being controlling. You know, I won't go to school unless you give me a lift, or, you know, all of those sort of things. I want money for this, and if you don't give me that, I'll do this. And that sort of control where the parent has lost control in their home, and really nobody should live in that situation. You know, where you live in your home, you should be happy there.
Yes, definitely, especially with your children.
And it's not good for the child either.
No.
I mean, the child, you know, can't grow up to believe this is okay, you know.
So in situations like that, would you refer the parent or the child?
Well, in that situation, we would talk to the parent, you know, explore the situation, make some suggestions. But also we've got a program called the Nonviolent Resistance Program, and ParentLine is actually unique in Ireland in that we can offer that program over the phone to the parent, so that the way it works is it's typically about an 8-week course, but sometimes it'll be 4 or 5 weeks, and sometimes it might run up to 10 or 12 weeks. And we would make an arrangement with the parent that we would ring them once a week on a specified day and time, and then through that we'd work through the program. And it's a clearly laid out program, and the first thing in it is that everybody has a commitment to this program. The second thing is that you de-escalate. In other words, if there is anger, aggression, or violence, you don't react. I mean, if a child shouts at you, your instinct is to say, "Yeah, don't you dare talk to me like that."
Yes.
But I mean, it's just sort of handling that. Another step in it is that you sort of make an announcement in the family that we don't have anger, aggression, violence in this house. It doesn't work like that in this house. So you're not focusing on just the child that's causing the issues. It's a general statement in this house, because sometimes if that happens, if you begin to focus on that child that's doing bad sort of thing, that's all negative, negative, negative. And then the rest of the family are all goody-goodies, and you can imagine how that'll make that child feel. And, you know, we appreciate he's not behaving or she's not behaving, but at the same time, you love this child once, let's love them again. I probably still love them, but you just don't like their behaviour. You know what I mean? So it's a matter of not looking for blame and all of that, but looking for a way forward.
Yeah. Now, parenthood, it should be a very enjoyable experience, and in most cases it is. Would you say that parenting has changed over the years? Like in my day, there'd be a parent
at home. I mean, in your day, I've no doubt, John, like myself, you'd get a clapper if you misbehaved.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Well, obviously that doesn't happen now, and I think that's only right. I think that's only right. I think most of parenting is good. The big thing I think that's changed for parents is social media and online games. I mean, we just hear Fortnite all the time on the helpline. And like my uncle is 21, and he would have started playing games, you know, at 15, 16.
Yeah.
But now things are online. They don't even need to have a PlayStation. They can play it on their phone. They can play it on the household tablet or computer. And it's downloadable. So they're starting at 10, 11. You know, it's much, much earlier start, you know, and therefore it just causes hassle. They become, I mean, the thing about Fortnite is it's fantastically addictive. Whoever made it is brilliant, but parents have to suffer the consequences of that, you know.
Yeah.
And that is a difficult one. And I think sometimes parents, we give ourselves a stick to beat ourselves with, because you hear and see parents giving kids tablets at 1 and 2, and yes, it'll keep them quiet for half an hour now, but what it is doing is they're no longer communicating with mom and dad, they aren't hearing mom and dad, and then when they get a bit older, they do become engaged in all of those games, and they know their friends online rather than knowing them face to face. They're not going out to play, they're sitting in the front room online and playing these games with their friends, but they're not with them. They're not reading facial expressions. They're not reading. There's no exercise. They often forget to come out to eat. They certainly, loads of them play it when they're in bed, and they should be asleep, and then they can't get out of bed in the morning for school. You know, so it's really huge. It's absolutely huge, and that is something that I didn't have, and my kids aren't that old, and certainly my parents didn't have. You know, I think also kids generally don't play as much. They don't get out to play in fresh air and exercise. And that's a difficulty, where I was sent out the door at 9 o'clock, and if I came back before me, sent out again.
No, myself and my wife have often said I wouldn't like to be parenting in this day and age. It's much harder. And
it's still a good thing.
Oh, that's it. It is.
You know,
it's great.
There's very positive things, yeah.
Now, I'm lucky enough, most of my grandchildren are involved in sports and stuff like that, but there are a couple of them now who would lie on the couch all day on their phone playing games, and it's not healthy.
No.
But then again,
hopefully these things will change.
Yes, hopefully they do, yeah. Now, we'll move on. You're looking for volunteers.
Yes, yeah. We recruit volunteers about once a year. We actually have a really good track record for maintaining volunteers, but always there's something in getting people's lives. They come to work with Parentline and they think we're going to stay there forever, but something happens and it just doesn't work out. They get ill, their husband gets ill, they have to mind their mother, you know, the kids, it doesn't work out with their kids or whatever. We have some volunteers with us for 25 years, which is a really good track record. So we're recruiting volunteers at the moment for a training course that starts on the 22nd of September. And what we'd ask people to do, if they're interested, is have a look at the website, download the application form and send it in, or give me a buzz, Rita O'Reilly at 8787230, and I would gladly explain everything that's involved. What we ask volunteers to do is 3 hours a week, and it's a dedicated 3 hours. So if you work on Monday from 10 to 1, well, you know, and your friends know, and your family know, well, I'm in Parentline on Monday from 10 to 1. Now, we don't go out and drag them out of bed if they don't arrive, but, you know, that's the way it works, as you've dedicated 3 hours. And what happens there is you get to know the people you work with, and people have made great friends, and also they get support. You know, when, it can be quite daunting when you go on the line first, but they get to know the people they're working with, and they support them and help them on the helpline. And as I said before, going on the line at all, you get quite a lot of training in counselling and listening skills. And then after being on the line, on a monthly basis, you get training in various topics that we encounter on the line. Now, on the 24th of this month, we have a guard coming in to talk to us about the JLO, the Juvenile Liaison Officer role. Yeah. And where a lot of people know about this, a lot of people have never heard about it, but also he will give the parameters and how it works and who we should recommend it to and that kind of thing. Then next month we've got somebody from the Children's Rights Alliance who are going to talk to us about the legal helpline for children. So there's lots of, you get a lot of support through your work in Parentline. You know, as I said, you get the initial training, you get the support from the people you're working with, and then you get further training.
So people out there now listening and think, oh yeah, I'd like to get involved in this, but I don't have any background in counselling or anything like that. You don't need any...
No. What you do need is to be a good listener.
Yeah.
If you can listen, because what we give the parent is the time and space for them to explore what's on their mind. So we need to, that parent, when they ring, they need to know that there's somebody listening to them. And so what you need to be is a good listener, have 3 hours a week that you can spare, and want to help parents, want to help out. You know, you've learned bits in your own life, whether you're a parent or not a parent. You were once a child, even if you're not a parent now. So you've learned bits in your own life that you can bring to this. But as I said, the main thing is to give the space to the parent to allow them talk, and that you're attentive to them. And you get training in all of that. I mean, you can be taught to listen, and that's all part of the training. It's called active listening. Yeah. And you ask open questions, you guide the parent towards thinking, you know, they might say something and say, well, how do you think that impacts upon you? And, you know, and it all, you're guiding the parent towards talking about it. And usually, just that talk is what does it for the parent. They're happy enough when they hang up after and say, God, I've seen the wood for the trees as a result of that conversation.
It's fascinating. Great work. And you're in business now 36 years, is that correct?
Yeah. Best kept secret, John. Best kept secret. I don't know where we'd be without the likes of you. We've never had the money to advertise. We've never had the money for that. And then the other thing about it is, if somebody, because of the confidentiality in Parentline, somebody's not going to go down to the school gate and say, do you know what? I rang Parentline this morning and I found it great. They say nothing. It's not spoken about. So we don't have the benefit of word of mouth. So we do depend on the likes of yourself to be able to tell people about it. And I mean, I know I come across people all the time who say, oh my God, my youngster is 25 now. I wish I knew about it when he was 15. We were there and I wish you knew about it. And every parent that ever was has some reason to ring Parentline. And there's no shame in it. I've no doubt, John, you got some training for the job you did, and I got some training for my job. But parents don't get any training. You know, they're left.
You're just thrown in at the deep end from day one.
Yeah. And every one of your children is different.
Yeah.
And at every stage, they're different, and their friends influence them, their teachers influence them, the media they're listening to or watching, all those things influence them. So, you know, it all... You need support all the time. I can tell you, I've used it many of the time.
Yeah.
You definitely do need support all the time.
You muddle along and you learn.
Yeah. But
it's great to know that Parentline is there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and also that there's no shame in picking up the phone and making the call and asking the question.
Okay.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please.
And listen, will you give us the helpline number, Rita?
The helpline number is 1-890-927-277, or depending on your package, it might suit you to ring 8733-500.
8733.
And all those numbers are on the website parentline.ie.
Okay. And if anybody wants to volunteer, is it 8787320?
Well, do you know what? Ring the other numbers. Let's not confuse things. And the other numbers, 1-890-927-277 or 8733-500.
Right.
And they'll explain it to you and send out an application form or email info@parentline.ie, or the application form is on the website as well.
Okay. And it's www.parentline.ie.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, Rita, thank you very much for taking the call, and it's fantastic work you're doing, and keep it up.
Thank you very much, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rita. Yes, that's Rita O'Reilly there from Parentline, and the numbers there are 1-890-927-277 or 8733-500.